Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, it's awfully cool right now, but it's going to heat up again yesterday, today, tomorrow, and the next day. Whew. Going through a pretty big heat wave around here. It's going to be hot. You're not going to want to be spending too much time outside, but if you can this morning, when it's nice and cool, get out there and get the garden watered. Get some of those watering tasks done. If you got to mow the lawn, do it early. You got to do some things out in the garden. Just get out there now if you can, if you're awake, because it's just going to get hotter as the day goes on. The next few days this way, so our plants are going to start to feel it. We had some nice weather last week, if you will. I guess it was nice weather compared to what we're getting, you know, just in the 80s. You like the warm weather, that's for you, I guess. I'm not a hot guy. Yeah, I could deal with 60s and sunny all day. But, you know, we all have our preferences. But this weather is going to take some toll on your gardens, your lawn, your plants. You know, really try to get out there in the mornings, if you can, the next few days here, and really help out that garden. Because you're going to notice some of your plants you just put in, even some more of the established plants are gonna dry out a little bit in this weather. I think I say it every time, but it reminds me every time just looking at them. I put in hydrangeas at least 3 years ago. They wilt in this heat. You know, they've been established. They don't need to be watered by hand like I've always, you know, like you do in the first season or so. But, you know, it's something to really be looking at weather-wise and taking care of your plants. So we can talk about a bunch of different things. So definitely give us a call. And I know we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up first?
Eleanor in Maine.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I am calling about a holly bush. It's very healthy. It has loads of red berries on it. It's probably 15 years old, but it gets, right now, there's black all over the leaves. And I've heard you speak about it before, that we have to wash it off.
Yep.
As best we can, maybe with a pair of gloves and so forth. But then what? Is there a spray? That's what I didn't know.
So there is a spray for it. So the sooty mold is just the after effects, right? It's a combination of some different things that could be on there. Most likely aphids are going to be on there. There could be some scale on there, that type of thing. But the best thing to do, excuse me, like you said, start off by washing off that sooty mold. I like to use those yellow gloves that you get for like the kitchen gloves because they have like little grippers on them. It's easier to clean them off. You can just use the hose with it. And then after that, you're going to be spraying it with an all seasons oil.
All season. Okay.
And that's from Bonide. Comes right. In multiple different sizes. Comes in concentrates, hose end version or ready to use. It's like a trigger spray. I find the easiest to use would be the hose end spray. You just attach it right to the hose. There's something on the side that basically turns on the product to come out, and then spray the whole thing till it drips. But the best way is to clean it first, because that's just the after effect. You've got the insect on there that you're trying to get. And what I would do is if you have any plants around it, spray those as well, just to be on the safe side that they haven't moved over to the others.
I see. Is there something that we can put on early to prevent this from happening?
So it's not the easiest to do, preventing something like this. We kind of already know, each year it's going to happen, right? We know that aphids, they like this time of year when it comes to the hollies and that type of thing. You know, there isn't really... Everything that works best for them is more of like an organic product that isn't a preventative, if you will, but you can do this earlier. The best way to really look at it is, when did this start for you? Did it start about a couple weeks ago? Did it start at the beginning of July, which is usually about the time that it does?
Correct. Yeah.
You can take a look at it and say, all right, I'm going to take a look at spraying with this all seasons oil early as a preventative before it gets to that next level, because you're seeing the after effects. The black on there is after they've really done what they came to do. So if you're starting to see the, let's say the after effects, the sooty mold 2 weeks ago, let's just, for an example, July 1st, that's when we see it. We're going to want to look to start spraying maybe at least 2 weeks prior to that.
Okay, mid-June.
Because it is going to take some time for them to, just cover the whole plant. You can use something along the lines of the all seasons oil. You could use like a neem oil, insecticidal soap, any of those types. I like to use the all seasons oil. It's just an all purpose great, organic product to spray on the aphids. So that's okay. The way I would do it.
I didn't know if it was because the plant is on the north side of the house. Would that have anything? It doesn't get a whole lot of sun.
Well, that could be part of it, right? The insects, a lot of insects are, lazy, right? They're going to go on the easier part where the sun's not going to hit them. There's not going to be as many predators. Beneficial insects like ladybugs, you usually tend to see them in, like, the full sun, right? If they're out flying. So that's, they're going to try to be away from it. It's just a lot of things that happen. Sometimes, you know, some of the trees that are around them might have them overwintering in them, you know, so that could be an aspect of it. But I think the best way to really do it, you know, knowing that beginning of July they're going to hit, maybe start a spray regimen at the beginning of June, you know, every couple of weeks. And just as a preventative, because you're seeing the after effects. You're not seeing, you're seeing the end result. So they're going to be there for a while, and you want to be able to kill the eggs and the living aphids that are there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, Patrick.
No problem. Good luck, Eleanor.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, it's one of the things that we, you know, should be looking at when it comes to insects and damage that we've had in the past is, so it's called IPM, Integrated Pest Management. IPM is out there. What it's basically doing is you're managing when pests happen, knowing when they're going to come, and being able to take care of them prior. We look at a lot of different packages of product, and we see that if you do something preemptively or earlier, you're actually going to help. You're going to use less product long term, and you're going to help protect it. So we can discuss that a little bit more as time goes on today, but integrated pest management is something we should really be looking at. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get back to the red thread after that. But let's get these callers on here. So Nathan, who's up next?
Paul is in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, I hope everything's going well for you today.
Great. It is. Thank you.
That's good. I know the rain it seems to be coming all at once, but you know, we definitely do need it.
Definitely.
I have a section of lawn that I'm letting go to seed.
Yep.
And I wanted to know, am I better off letting the seed fall off the stalks or cutting it down and just let it lay there and do whatever it does? Because I'm thinking nature probably says, well, just leave it fall off, and when it falls off, it'll take care of itself. So I'm not really sure.
Yeah, so, you know, you can do either way, honestly. Nature will kind of will do its thing, right? So I kind of, you know, I would just kind of let it go, right? It's going to seed, it's going to reseed itself. You know, it's the thing about it is that happens is the seed, is going to take some time to dry, right, on the stalk itself. It's going to dry. When I say dry out, I don't mean dry out where it's there's nothing left of the seed. But I mean the seed pod, the seed, everything is going to dry out, so the seed will naturally just flow out. So, you know, you can leave it so it just does its thing and just naturally does it, or, you know, wait till it kind of goes to seed and cutting it that way. The only problem with that is, depending upon the blade and everything, it can cut it up and not get all the seeds distributed, you know, all over the place. It might spread it. You might have certain areas where it sits a little bit.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I had called you once before because I did a section, and I had the sickle bar mower to, you know, cut the stalks down.
Yep.
So you know, because I figured the lawnmower blade would be just like blowing things around and chopping it up. So with the sickle bar, do you think it's better to still wait until the stalks are bare and then cut it, the stalks down, or...
You know, I honestly think so. Just letting nature kind of do its thing. Because right now, you know, with the amount of rain we've been having, the blades have a lot of moisture in them. The whole plant itself is really saturated. We want the seeds to go through a certain point. It's almost like if you were putting, you know, seeds for the spring and you're trying to pre-germinate them, if you will, right?
Right.
We put them in water sometimes, let them sit for a week, and then we get them out because they've started to germinate a little bit. We're almost doing that with the lawn seed, letting them kind of get fully developed into the seed pod, which would be in the seed head of the grass. So letting it sit a little bit more might actually, you know, do its thing. All that being said, you know, it might make more sense to maybe cut it back now and let it get to seed again a little bit later in the season so that it's cooler temperatures, it's easier for it to germinate. I mean, I say that, but we've had such cool weather for, you know, all of July. You just don't know what August is going to bring, right? That's what we kind of have to look at. I wish I had that crystal ball where I could say, all right, August it's going to be that way. But you look at the, you know, 14-day forecast, and it looks like it's the same every day going forward.
I figured I'd let it go to seed because before the rain came, you know, I figured, well, I don't want to have it cut too short or, you know, exposed to the sun as much. And then the rain came, and I'm half wondering, well, I'm in better off cutting it and then letting it go to seed later. But
yeah, you know, that's kind of where I'm at, too, is cutting it and let it go to seed later. Just because we know that putting lawns in the fall is the best time, or late summer. Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at this point as well.
Patrick, I appreciate the information.
All right, Paul. You have a great rest of your day.
You can keep up the good work.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Aspomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspomer.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the Revolver Spray Gun, and use a Color Storm Sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Missouri's Attorney General says he will sue the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County for reintroducing a mask mandate for indoor public spaces. Officials announced the reinstatement on Friday, citing a spike in the number of COVID cases and hospitalizations from the disease. Attorney General Eric Schmidt said in a tweet that he'd be filing a lawsuit Monday to stop the mandate from going into effect. The largest wildfire burning in the western United States has now burnt over 400,000 acres in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest in southern Oregon. Fire officials say that it's been 42% contained, but continued gusty winds and dry conditions have made fighting the fire difficult. And a federal court has lifted CDC restrictions on Florida-based cruise ships as the industry begins to start sailing again. A three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals siding with a lawsuit that argued the CDC's multi-step process for returning to cruising was overburdensome on cruise lines and would harm their business. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. is offering evacuation flights from Kabul for thousands of Afghans who served our military, but just getting to Kabul may be impossible for those who live outside of the capital city. Mike Fortier reports.
The Taliban controls most of the roads in Afghanistan, so driving to Kabul is out of the question for those who live in remote areas. Even just driving to the local airport for a flight to Kabul may be too risky, and flights can be expensive. Staying in Afghanistan, though, means almost certain death. Human Rights First says people are begging for help, and dozens have reached out to the Association of War Allies looking for money for plane tickets to Kabul. A U.S. military official says we have no ability to get the Afghans to Kabul because we don't have a national military presence. Time is running out. A 33-year-old in Kandahar who worked for the U.S. military as an IT tech tells NBC News his city is surrounded and it can fall to the Taliban at any time. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Chris in regards to a yucca plant that hasn't flowered yet. You know, it's been 3 years at the house. Seem to have been established already. One thing I didn't ask Chris was, you know, I'm assuming light-wise, is in full sun?
The one on the corner of the house gets about 6 hours of sun, and the one on the corner of the orchard gets the full day.
Okay. Now, you know, it's... So, basically... I'd love for you to start with that phosphorus, that heavy, like a super phosphate type early in the season.
Okay.
It does love the heat, and when it gets the heat, that's when it can shoot up the flowers. Some of the yucca will take 3 to 4 years, some will take 5 to 10 years before it flowers. So that could be part of it depending upon the variety. So, you know, it's, you know, everything I've, seen and I've looked up kind of says the same thing. It asks those same questions. How's the lighting? How old is it? How long has it been there? What'd you use for fertilizer? The only other thing would be, sometimes they like a very well drained soil.
No, that's not a problem here.
So, you know, that's, again, we've kind of gone down the list of everything that could be when it comes to this. And so I'm wondering if it's, you know, the adding some of the superphosphate. And then the other thing is maybe it's just a couple years away from blooming. Maybe it's this next season. You said you've been there for 3 years. So
actually,
maybe next year.
This is my fourth summer here.
Okay, so... You know, it could be, it just could be one of those ones that's going to need to take some time before it flowers, because sometimes yuccas just, they have a mind of their own. They do what they want. But next spring, I definitely recommend using the superphosphate early to try and push some growth. It does love the heat, so the heat would help push some of those blossoms going forward as well.
Yeah, they're both on the south side of the property, so they get plenty of heat.
Okay. You know, it's, you know, sometimes they just don't want to bloom, unfortunately, and that could be part of it.
Okay.
All righty. Well, good luck. I wish I had some more info for you on it. It's just, you know, I've kind of checked every box on it. It's interesting, and I just think it might be one that's not gonna flower for either a number of years or
I have exhausted my resources as far as my library of garden books and stuff. So I thought, well, I'll ask Patrick, and hopefully other gardeners listening can say, oh, by the way, if you throw a handful of pepper at it, it will bloom.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that would be nice, right?
Right.
That magic bullet in the chamber there, that would be great.
Okay, thank you, Patrick.
All right, thanks, Chris. Have a great one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. If you have some more calls on the line, Nathan, who's up next?
Frank's in Nashua.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
In May, I planted some giant sunflower seeds outside, and the plants were doing well until about, I'd say, 3 or 4 weeks ago when I noticed something was eating the leaves. So I checked for insects, and I didn't see any insects that I could see or any signs of them, like droppings. So I sprayed the leaves with 7. But I don't know if that really did any good, because I think there was still damage being done after that.
Okay.
So I was just wondering what could possibly be causing this.
So you said that the leaves are being eaten?
Yeah.
They're being chewed from the outside, from the inside?
I would say definitely from the inside, so I don't think it's an animal.
Okay.
I think it's some type of insects, because they're not getting the stems and the leaves.
Yep.
So that you see like little ridges, little curves inside where it's being eaten out.
Yes, and you said it's still going. It's still happening.
It may have stopped a little bit or slowed. They're about half eaten now. So as I said, I hit it with the 7 about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So
okay.
That may or may not. I noticed damage after that. So.
Well, so it's
situation.
So with the chewing from the inside, it's more of like from the outside, you know, it could be a type of beetle. There's tons right now of Japanese beetles out there that you'd see a lot more of them. But that's the idea, is it's probably something along those lines. So you're on the right track with what you're using. 7, you could use 8, whichever one. Basically, they're pretty close to the same product. So you're on the right track. What I would look at doing is spraying that probably again. And not only just spraying the sunflowers, you have surrounding plants that are, you know, close to it.
I have some, yeah.
You know, take a look at those. Even if they're not being chewed or something along those lines, spray those around there as well, as long as they're not something that you're going to eat. You know, 7 is a synthetic, so you'd have to look at something more organic if that was the case. But I'd spray around it. It's most likely... there's a number of things it could be. There could be it could be maybe some aphids or something along those lines. There could be you would see, actually, if you had aphids, you'd see some difference there. But it's usually like a beetle type that was going after it, which is interesting because the beetle would chew from the outside. Which is what you have. So that's why I'd say spray the 7 again. I think 7, I'd have to look at the bottle myself, but it has like a 14-day, it wants you to spray every 14 days. Take a look at the bottle. Because sometimes what will happen is you have different stages of the insect, and 7 will go more towards the adult on the insects, so you have to almost do a couple rounds of sprays to it. Again, I would spray the surrounding plants as well, just so they don't move from one area to the other. You're not seeing, I mean, when you look underneath the leaves, obviously, you look in the crevices, you're not seeing much of anything.
Yes, I haven't seen anything, you know, no small insects or droppings or liquid or anything like that. It's very strange. And you know, I check repeatedly, you know, over days, and I can't catch the little buggers.
Yeah. You know, it seems like it would be a beetle, but you would see those beetles because the amount that they've just been everywhere right now with a Japanese beetle. So that's the crazy part on it. But there could be a number of other beetles. There's like a sunflower beetle that is out there, and they, you know, you don't see them as often. It's not one that you're looking for, whereas the Japanese beetle would be one that you'd see at this point more often. So I think you're on the right track with the seven. And again, take a look at the package. It might say 14 to 21 days of how often to spray. And if you did it 2 weeks ago, definitely spray again. You'd have to take a look at the weather and see what day it's going to be basically not as extremely hot as it is. We don't want it to be over 85 when you spray something along those lines. You're looking almost midweek at this point. When it's too hot, it's got a little bit of an oil base to it. When it sits there, you could burn the plant itself. So you kind of need to find a day when it's not going to be as hot. Maybe it's, you know, at night if it's cooled down a bit for the night and it's going to be there for, you know, 12 hours to help it dry down. But usually you're looking for like an 85 or lower degree day. To spray most any spray, it acts as like an oil on the outside and it can burn the leaves off of it. And we're looking at the, you know, even bigger problem. The plant's going to be dying that way. So take a look at the weather and kind of see if maybe there's at night it's going to cool down for a while. I wouldn't look at the temperatures in the morning, because the morning are going to have the extreme temperatures come out once the sun starts to rise a little bit more. You know, as today, it's, you know, you look at the temperature, it's in the 70s, maybe mid to high 70s right now, and it's only just going to get hotter. Whereas at night, it kind of cools down for the night, and then will gradually go back up, so that might be able to help you that way.
All right. Thank you very much, Patrick.
All right, Frank. Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Massachusetts.
Bob, welcome to the Pulp Barn Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. I have a problem I'd like to describe to you.
Okay.
I have a concrete sidewalk running up to the front stairs. The front stairs are cast concrete. Okay. So what has happened is a grayish discoloration of the concrete surfaces. And on each side of the stairway itself are matching bushes. One is an evergreen about 2.5 foot high, and the other is an attractive item called a gold mop.
Yep.
So in the past, when I had other bushes here, which I wasn't particularly fond of, I would take a very diluted bleach solution and cleanse off the surface, and that would do the trick. However, now I do prize these two sets of bushes on either side of the stairway, and I don't want to do damage with them by applying some solution of some sort, which then might drip over the side, or even after I apply it, the residue followed by rain might produce some drippage, which would be harmful to the plant. So my question boils down to, is there a homemade remedy or a commercial product that might be purchased at a nursery?
So there is a product out there that can actually clean up the surfaces. It's a non-acidic, no bleach product called Wet and Forget.
Wet and Forget.
Yes, and you can just spray it on the surface, and it will slowly clean off the areas. You don't need to worry about it. They have it's a product my father used to talk about for years, just getting some of that kind of the grossness, if you will, off of an area. So Wet and Forget is one that I would definitely be taking a look at using to clean any concrete surfaces. You can even use it on the house. But that's definitely the one that I would use, and it'd be fine for your plants that are around it.
Okay, and no harm at all then?
It shouldn't do any harm on there. But again, it's called Wet and Forget.
Yep.
Alrighty.
Purchased at a nursery?
You can get it at a nursery garden center. You can get it in a lot of different areas at this point now.
Home Depot or somebody?
I believe so.
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great one. We'll be right back.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Bill. We did answer some questions about the potato beetle. But I do believe you have some more questions, Bill, so how can we help you this morning?
Well, I'm not going to say this right, but my wife has a plant. It's called Hyacium. It's a big, big plant with woody stems and has a head on it, many, many branches or many shoots. But it flowers, but the center of the head still stays green, but doesn't have the white petals. It's a white one. It comes in white and purple. I know that.
Okay. Is it,
you know what I'm talking about?
Are we talking about the hydrangea?
Hydrangeas. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yes, hydrangeas. But it's never flowered right.
Okay.
Last year she's had it in. She's had it in about 8 years, I guess.
All right. So it will flower on the outside. The center stays. Did you say stays green or?
Yeah, it just stays green.
Okay, and you said it's a white one, so it's usually blooming around this time, close to this time of year.
It's blooming now. I'm looking at it.
Okay, what have you guys done for any fertilizer for it?
We've done nothing.
Okay, what I'd like to see you do, and it might not help you this year,
right?
But in future, is to be using a fertilizer with a 10-10-10 base to it. That's an all-purpose fertilizer.
Yeah, I understand that. Yep.
That all-purpose will actually help it in all different ways and push some of the bloom, push some of the leaves, etc. Get it a little bit stronger. And that's probably one of the things that's happening to it. Is it has a lot of it's rich in the soil, etc. But it's just not
to that level to get it all the way there. It doesn't have enough nutrients, so it might be something to take a look at in the future.
Okay.
By doing a 10-10-10, you can start that at the beginning of the year. You know, once the ground starts to thaw and it's starting to warm up just a little bit, not to the point where it's, you know, one warm up and it gets cold. So we're talking middle of April to end of April, depending upon the year, because each year is so different. But 10-10-10, every 6 weeks. On the hydrangea, okay?
Okay, every 6 weeks, okay.
The other thing you could... Go ahead.
And what are we talking about? Maybe a cup?
Yeah, so it depends on... It actually depends on the size of it. The package will tell you exactly how much to do, but it's about a cup, maybe a little bit more... you know, give or take, depending upon how big it is. If it's an 8-year-old, it's you're probably looking at a cup that's going to do it. You can find it from Espoma. Espoma has a great 10-10-10 all-purpose. Right on the bag, it'll actually tell you how to use it for hydrangeas. So that would be perfect. The other thing, early spring around that same time, instead of using that 10-10-10 first, what I'd like to see you do is use a super phosphate, which would be that heavy middle number. So it's got the three numbers. That middle number is going to have, they have one triple phosphate, which is 0-18-0, and then they have the super phosphate, which is, it's usually 0-44-0 or 0-45-0. I think it's 44. That's going to be a bloom booster, and it's going to help produce a stronger root system. That's going to allow it to have these bigger blossoms. So you do that once. You do that in the spring early, especially with the white hydrangeas. When they bloom later in the season, you'll be able to really get it in there early enough. That's going to help it flower a little bit stronger. With a lot of the white hydrangeas, they're in the paniculata family. That paniculata family can actually be blossom on old and new wood on there. So your pruning time could be spring, like early spring, could be later in the season. Won't affect the blossoms you're getting that much. So that, you know, might not be the issue unless you're really, you know, cutting them back each year. But I think using those fertilizers is going to help it get a little bit stronger and get it into that next level. The other thing is just watering it at this time of year when it's, you know, starts to get warmer. It just gets a little weaker when it starts to bloom. So it's pushing all of its energy towards that. So it needs a little extra help. So look at a few of those things, and you might be able to get a little bit stronger for your plants.
Okay. I appreciate that. I enjoy your show.
Thank you, Bill. Good luck with the plants. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Bye-bye. We're going to go to a break. On the other side of the break, we can answer more of your calls here. Call us at 855-660-4261. See you on the other side of the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.